Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us today as we discuss musical spam. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Simon, and you are joining me and my co-host, Garrett, in the, Garrett, in the studio for our May newsworthy clips. Garrett, what are newsworthy clips?
Newsworthy clips are a monthly feature here on Advanced where we discuss some pieces of news. Each day is a different story, and hopefully they're things that are somewhat up to date, things that are in the news and are interesting, although some of them aren't specific to this time.
Current is such a flexible term these days,
yes.
Right? You know, especially in a traditional media setting like this. So most of these articles are from this year. That's
right.
How newsy they are. Why are we teaching you these articles? Well, the thinking is that when you are interacting with different types of English content, you interact with different types of vocabulary and styles of usage and manners of speech. And so we're trying to introduce you to the sort of language that you won't necessarily be interacting with if you're using an English textbook or other sources of English learning material. So today we are doing the first of three of these newsworthy clips. It's called Getting Rid of Musical Spam.
All right. So are we talking about those meats that come in a can?
It's making me feel hungry.
I'm sorry.
Garrett, we have very different dietary tastes. We were discussing that actually before we got on the air. But spam, which is kind of, I guess it sort of means like spiced ham, but it's basically a canned ham product.
And it actually has nothing to do with today's article.
That's right. That's right. The word, I guess the word kind of comes, or this usage rather of the word kind of comes from probably the Second World War, where the United States military was just handing out spam everywhere to its soldiers and civilians and all kinds of people, so much so that it kind of became an unwanted giveaway. And so it took on this meaning. Like, we use spam to refer to email spam, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of unwanted, unasked for messages. You get other forms of spam too, but for the most part, when people are using spam in this way, they're talking about something unwanted. So here we're talking about unwanted music.
Right, because...
What? Who doesn't want music, Garrett? Come on.
Music is great, but I'm sure everyone listening has their own kind of musical taste. You don't like all music. You like the specific kind of music that you enjoy.
Yeah. So specifically, we're going to be talking about on streaming platforms, music that is sort of being used, I suppose, for kind of advertising, or it's just sort of cluttering up the platform, right? We're going to find out more about that as we get into our first reading. Listeners, if you have your May magazine, I would encourage you to open it up. If you don't have your May magazine, I would encourage you to get one, because really that's an important part of how we pay the bills and keep the lights on here at the studio. So get yourself a magazine, or take the magazine you've already got, open it up, and join us as we do our first reading. Let's do that together now.
Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Getting rid of musical spam. Spotify has removed more than 75 million AI-generated spammy music tracks from its platform, stepping up its crackdown on unauthorized AI-generated use of artists' voices. The Swedish audio company said it would improve its enforcement of impersonation violations, launch a new spam filtering system, and work with partners to label tracks that incorporate AI. We envision a future where artists and producers are in control of how or if they incorporate AI into their creative processes, Spotify said in a post on its website. As always, we leave those creative decisions to artists themselves while continuing our work to protect them against spam, impersonation, and deception, and providing listeners with greater transparency about the music they hear. The push comes as tech platforms are grappling with how to handle the significant increase in AI-generated content. While some creators have embraced the new tech tools, others say their businesses are hurting from people who have used AI to impersonate them without their permission.
All right. Thank you so much for that reading, Campbell. I want to point out, listeners, that during Campbell's reading, Garrett questioned my take on the history of the term spam.
Oh, I was just fascinated by it. I was making a lame joke earlier between the two meanings of spam, not knowing that maybe the origin really is from the edible food.
I just wanted to remind the audience that you and I are a couple of editors. We are not experts in this area. And so, you know, listeners, you want to take things you hear from us, these sort of explanations and stories, as kind of like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 true. There's some room for error there. If you happen to do your own research and you catch something wrong, let us know. We don't mind. It's okay.
We would love to learn as well.
We're all learning together here. So that's okay. We're not intentionally lying to you, but we might be weaving in bits of foreigner urban legend. That's possible. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Campbell, again, for doing that reading for us. You see here, right in our first word, we're talking about a specific platform, Spotify. Garrett, do you use Spotify?
I do. I have been a Spotify user since its early days.
Do you use it for music or just for podcasts?
I only use it for music. When I listen to podcasts, I use other platforms.
See, I only use it for podcasts.
Okay.
One of the things that bothers me about it, using it for music, is that they keep weaving in music you haven't selected unless you're paying sort of the premium. So like you can,
oh, interesting.
You get these songs that they think you might like, but if you jump forward a certain number of times, you basically can't jump forward again unless you are paying.
Okay.
At least that's the way it was at one point.
I've been a paying customer for probably 10 years now, so
there
I'm not
go.
Sure.
See, so when I first saw this, I thought they were talking about this practice of forcing you to listen to songs that you don't want to listen to. Because to me, those songs seem very much like spam. But that is not, in fact, what we are talking about at all, right?
It is not.
We find out very quickly in this first sentence what we're talking about: AI-generated spammy music. Now, spammy, is that a real word?
Not really, but it's pretty easy to understand. Just music that comes across like spam.
Do you listen to AI-generated music?
I do not. Not yet.
I have a number of AI-generated songs integrated into my playlists because I like them so much. Often I like them better. Well, there's kind of two kinds, right? There's a song that's generated completely by AI, and then there's sort of a derivative, like it's a real song that's been sort of changed or edited. And we find out very quickly here which of those two types we're talking about, right? We're basically talking about the ones that come from a real song.
Right.
Yeah. So somebody has taken somebody else's song and they've, in an unauthorized way, meaning they don't have permission from the artist, they've sort of reworked it, recreated it, including the artist's voice. And so these are the songs that they have removed here. 75 million of these songs have been removed in a crackdown. What's a crackdown?
Well, a crackdown, that term might make you think of like a police action. Basically, the authorities, in this case Spotify, have decided to come down hard on some kind of offense here, that is this unauthorized use of people's voices in making these songs. Maybe they were kind of letting it go, or they noticed there was a problem before, and in this crackdown, they're finally taking action against it.
I don't know if you noticed this, Garrett, but in the next sentence, which is basically the next paragraph too, they follow up this theme of like a police crackdown with a bunch of language that is sort of associated with police actions against criminals. Can you see examples of those words in that sentence?
Well, one of the words might be enforcement. kind of talked about that already a little bit. They're trying to improve their enforcement of impersonation violations. Violation would also be a police-related word.
Yeah, so a violation is basically when somebody has broken a rule or a law. Typically, it's not really as serious as a crime. It's sort of more like driving too fast.
Although a crime would be one's form of violation.
One form of violation. So it's a bigger term than just crime, I suppose. And enforcement, of course, means sort of making people follow the rules. So people here have broken the rules by changing other people's intellectual property, changing their songs. And now there is some enforcement of that series of rules to make sure people are following those rules. That's the idea. And how have they done this? This Swedish audio company, which of course refers to Spotify, how are they getting rid of these songs?
Well, they're launching a new spam filtering system and working with partners to label tracks that incorporate AI. Tracks here just means individual songs. So it sounds like on the platform, you'll be able to see which songs have AI in kind of the creation process.
I don't want to get into specific names here, Garrett, but for a while, during a phase of my life, I was an avid concert goer.
Okay.
You know, I went to concerts of basically every major singer who sort of came through town. And one of the unfortunate discoveries I made during that period was some of those singers really could not sing their own songs at all.
Okay.
And that was, I think, largely the result of a non-AI older technology
Auto-tune.
Called Auto-tune. That's right, which adjusted the audio tracks to make them all lovely. Now, you know, it's interesting because AI, I had always sort of thought of it as just another more advanced form of Auto-tune, where you're just manipulating the track. What is the difference here? Like, why is it AI is not allowed? But if I auto-tune my voice, why is that okay? Why doesn't that need to be labeled?
Well, presumably, with the AI tool, someone else could use your voice without your permission.
Okay, so with the auto-tune, it's like my producer, my music team is making me sound like I can sing, which is all approved. I've given my permission
to make me sound better. You have a bit more control over it.
Just a little tip here, listeners. Garrett and I are not currently using Auto-Tune on this program. So
it might sound even better if we were, though.
If you you might be duped into thinking we were K-pop stars if we were able to turn our programs into beautifully harmonized music. But we don't have that level of technology at play here. Okay, they have a vision. And we know this because they say they envision a future where artists and producers are in control of how or if they incorporate AI into their creative process. So just like Garrett was saying there, the issue here is who is using the AI. The issue is not the AI. So they don't want people stealing and manipulating and profiting from other people's work. That's the idea. As always, Spotify says, we leave those creative decisions to the artists themselves while continuing their work to protect them against spam, impersonation, and deception. So spam, we've discussed. Impersonation basically means someone else is pretending to be you, and deception means someone is misleading you or lying about you. And so Spotify is doing this by providing listeners with greater transparency. Transparency, it's a word that we use to describe things like windows. They are transparent. We can see through them, so we can see clearly what is going on. Basically, here it means you're getting all the information you need to understand the situation and decide how you feel about the specific music. Would you say that's fair, Garrett?
Yeah, that is fair. Actually, on one of our other platforms, on Studio Classroom, we recently taught a lesson talking about an AI-created song from a country music singer who, because of a big health scare, wasn't really able to create new music, but thanks to AI and some of his earlier recordings, actually produced a new song.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to be honest, one of the things that I have noticed through my time as a music fan is genre hopping. Do you know what I mean by that?
Like the same artist will move to a new genre when producing a new album, maybe?
Like the really clear, famous example of this from the U.S. would be Taylor Swift, who started off as a country musician and then sort of stayed with one foot in that country style for a while, but progressively just kind of
became very pop.
So popular that she was just, you know, music, kind of her own genre at some point. So this genre hopping, I actually kind of like it. Like, there are a lot of songs I like, but I like them a little more faster or punky or metal-ish. And so I think it's interesting, particularly for a small independent artist, that AI gives you the opportunity to basically release your song in a wide variety of genres so that you can see where you really hit.
That's cool.
You know, it might help young artists find niches where they can really make a living and thrive. So I've always thought this was an exciting kind of technology. And again, this article is not trying to quash that technology or shut down that technology. They're trying to shut down the theft of the property right. As we continue on into our next paragraph, it says the push comes as tech platforms are grappling with how to handle the significant increase in AI-generated content. What have creators done about this, Garrett?
Well, some creators have embraced the new tech tools, and others say their businesses are hurting from people who have used AI to impersonate them without their permission. So this is something a lot of people are grappling with.
Dun, dun, dun. Fighting with, dealing with, struggling with.
Trying to figure out how to respond.
Yeah, technically when you grapple, it means you grab hold of. So you're kind of holding on to and wrestling with.
Yeah.
Yeah. We use this term when we're talking about martial arts, for example.
Yeah, wrestling would be the big one.
And so anything that's causing you to think a lot and focus on it and maybe lose sleep, you are definitely grappling with that as well, although not in a physical way. Now, listeners, that brings us to our second reading. So we're going to ask Campbell to hop up to the microphone and read it for us again. Let's do that second reading now.
Spotify said it would only allow vocal impersonation in music if the artist authorized it, and the company plans to reduce the wait time for review on content mismatches, enabling artists to report mismatch even in the pre-release state. Unauthorized use of AI to clone an artist's voice exploits their identity, undermines their artistry, and threatens the fundamental integrity of their work, Spotify said. Some artists may choose to license their voices to AI projects, and that's their choice to make. Our job is to do what we can to ensure that the choice stays in their hands. The growing popularity of AI tools will increase the proliferation of online content generated by the technology, including deepfakes, making it more difficult for tech companies to police, experts say. We're at the very beginning of this, said Rob Enderle, principal analyst of Bend, Oregon-based advisory services firm Enderle Group. The tools are becoming far more advanced as we speak, so this problem isn't going to be getting smaller. It's going to be getting quite a bit bigger very quickly.
All right. Thank you again, Campbell. So at the beginning here, we have another statement from Spotify. Garrett, what are they telling us?
All right. Well, Spotify is not completely shutting down on these things that we've been talking about. Spotify said it would only allow vocal impersonation in music if the artist authorized it.
That's right. Now, I don't know if our listeners, if you're one of our long-term listeners, you will remember the program, I don't know if they have noticed this or not, the program has shifted in how long it is over time. You know, so the actual speaking part, sometimes it's about 26 minutes, sometimes it's about 28 minutes. Usually, they're trying to fill the allotted time slot on whatever the medium is. So if it's radio, it's got to be like a half-hour program. So they want some time for advertisement, and we have to fill a certain period of time, for example. And that sometimes shifts around. One of the ways our sound engineers have done that from time to time is to add a little bit of music. Other times we've been discussing songs on the radio and we've wanted to play a little clip. One of the issues with this is you can play a certain amount of the clip without paying for it, basically.
Called fair use.
Yeah, but if you get more than like 10 seconds or something like that, you got to pay for the use of the song. And so basically this is the issue we are talking about here. People have been using AI and saying, oh, no, it's an original work. It's a different work because it's been changed by the AI, produced by the AI. And essentially what this is, saying is that Spotify is siding with original artists and saying it's not original enough for you to own it. You need permission to use it. I think I'm okay with that. They plan to reduce the wait time for review on content mismatches. What would you say those mismatches are?
I am not totally sure. Do you have an idea?
Well, as it continues, it says enabling artists to report mismatch even in pre-release state. So what I think is going on there is basically like someone has posted something without permission, but that's kind of a guess based on the context, and
it's
it doesn't match
that
the language at all.
It's weird that they use the word mismatch.
Yeah, because a mismatch would normally be like when something, what would you say, it like doesn't fit with something else very well.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that term is in play here, because it does seem like, they've been talking about how if you use the AI to modify it and you have permission from the artist, it's fine. If you don't have permission from the artist, it's not fine and will be filtered out. And so what would the mismatch be, the thing that doesn't fit?
Not sure.
Not entirely clear to us what this paragraph is saying about these mismatches, but obviously it's part of the process here. As we continue on, it says, unauthorized use of AI to clone an artist's voice exploits their identity. Now, there here is referring to...
That would be that artist that is being copied.
Yeah, not the AI or the person who is using the AI. And so it undermines their artistry, they, of course, being the original artist again, and threatens the fundamental integrity of their work. You know, I would have said this bigger issue for earnings. Because for musicians, historically musicians have not been the rich people in the creative community, even successful musicians. Like obviously there are musicians who are so successful they're making a lot of money, but there are a lot of musicians out there who are kind of working as musicians but are far from rich, right?
Right. And if you're putting your music on Spotify and counting on like the plays that are people clicking on those songs, you're not getting a lot of money per song.
Yeah. And if there's other songs with the same name or a similar label that are stealing your clicks, as it were, it could really undermine your, So I think all of this seems like a fair thing, basically. It says, Spotify said some artists may choose to license their voices to AI projects, and that is their choice to make. Our job is to do what we can to ensure that the choice stays in their hands. That sounds nice. Good job, Spotify. It says, the growing popularity of AI tools will increase the proliferation of online content generated by the technology, including deepfakes. So, Garrett, you're going to have to help me out here. What is a deepfake?
Deepfakes, I feel like that term kind of came onto the scene a few years ago, essentially talking about videos of famous people saying things that they never said. But
just a fake video.
Yeah, essentially it's a like fake video.
A fake image of a person that you recognize.
And often used to kind of tarnish their public image.
Mm. Okay. So, I guess here what we're basically talking about is an audio deepfake. You know, it sounds like Elvis Presley is singing even though he's not been with us for a long time.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay. So deepfakes, it makes it more difficult for tech companies to police. Now, what makes it more difficult? Well, the proliferation, the growth of this technology. So, I mean, this is sort of a classic situation. If it takes you 1 minute to make a video and 2 minutes to determine if a video is a deepfake or not, then they can produce vastly more deepfake videos than you're able to remove, right? And so presumably they're using this filter, which is presumably AI-driven.
It's true. Right?
To fight the AI deepfakes. That actually may be the mismatch, where they are mislabeling things, right? Because that would kind of fit more with the language. Okay, So it says we're at the very beginning of this. This is basically according to a person who's an analyst. They're not actually from Spotify. The tools are becoming far more advanced as we speak, so this problem isn't going to be getting smaller. It's going to be getting quite a bit bigger very quickly. That's kind of the general theme of AI stuff out there, right?
Well, the most surprising thing to me in all of this was in the first sentence, the fact that they removed more than 75 million of these spammy music tracks. I'm surprised that there are that many and that there's that many songs on Spotify.
Listeners, Garrett and I don't have time for this, but if one of you wanted to take audio cuts from this conversation and turn them into a song, I'm pretty sure Studio Classroom is not going to give you permission to release this on Spotify, but Garrett and I would love to hear that mashup. So, you know, if you made a song out of this conversation using the AI, particularly if it makes Garrett and I sound like K-pop stars, we would love to hear it. Get in touch with us over social media and we'll work something out. That would be fantastic. Listeners, that brings us to the end of our first newsworthy clip, but we are certainly not done with newsworthy clips for this month. So we look forward to having you join us again tomorrow for another one. Until then, I'm Simon.
I'm Garrett.
Saying bye for now.
Goodbye.